I think that's a dangerous thought process to be in when you're writing anything. I think you've got to accept that if you just keep moving forward and you keep writing new songs, that some of them are going to pop out of the mix and be what people remember you for or not.
If anyone knows about writing great songs and dodging the pressures of past success, it's Neil Finn. So for making new music, he invited some friends along for the ride and brought Crowded House into the present. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. A lot happened at Crowded House in the 14 years between studio albums, from musical side projects to the death of original drummer Paul Hester in 2005. But in the wake of tragedy, friends came together. And last year, longtime bandmates Neil Finn, Nick Seymour, and Mark Hart joined new member Matt Sherrod as Crowded House on the album Time on Earth. The band is also hitting the road, performing a mix of old and new favorites. And during a visit with Claudia Marshall at FUV, Neil and the guys explained a few of the hows and whys of coming back.
Let me play devil's advocate and ask you, why reunite?
Well, it's a reconnection in many ways. I mean, it's just the terminology I'm playing with now. But we started playing music again. In the first instance, Nick Seymour over here in resplendent shirt, teal and blue.
It is lovely.
He and I started playing music at the beginning of last year again. We hadn't played for 10 years. And in the course of a whole lot of new songs coming through, it became more and more deeply ingrained in the process. And the collaboration came to the fore. And it felt good to have a collaborator and a friend in the room. And it just by the end of that period, we had a bunch of songs recorded. And I made the phone call to Nick and said, look, it feels like a band again. Do you want to be in a band again? And he was right up for it. And then we immediately rang Mark Hart. At that stage, we considered being called in something different. But then we thought, why would we confuse the public even more? You know, we have Hart and we have the will for being Crowded House again. Now we need to find a really, really good drummer. And we have Mr. Matt Sherrod sitting on the drum kit. And he is our brilliant drummer.
In a church house 10 miles out of town, is the devil gonna track me down? You travel to a tunnel in the trees, just remember that's how you get to me.
Put your finger on what it is that makes a song, a Crowded House song, as distinct from, say, a Neil Finn song or a Finn Brothers song.
It's just the presence of the band in it, in the mix. And it's sometimes it's as little as just the sound of everybody playing their instruments on my song is gives it a character, and sometimes it's because that we worked it up from something slight in the rehearsal room to something that really contained a lot of energy and spirit from everybody. But yeah, it's the people in the room, and that's what bands are, really, ultimately. If I'm in the room doing a song, it could be the same song. Doing it on my own, it'll just turn out sounding different.
So a Crowded House song is basically any song that Crowded House performs.
Yes, in a way, but it's similar to describing Vegemite to people from the United States. It defies definition.
Crowded House classic, Fall at Your Feet, recorded live in the FUV studios back in 2007. Hear the complete conversation and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.